Good morning, guys. I'm back. I want to apologize, guys, because I feel like I know I haven't been recording lately, but I've just been so busy with everything going on in my personal life that I really haven't had time to really record. Like, I used to record for you guys every day, and I got to get back to doing that again, but lately, it's just so much going on. I haven't had time, so I do apologize. I'm not giving up on my podcast. I'm still here for you guys. Don't think I forgot about you. I'm dedicated to this. It's just been so much going on that I haven't had time. And if I sound like I'm getting a cold, I probably am, because my daughter is severely sick. She has a virus and she has a bad cold and she's been throwing up and everything else. So I've been trying to take care of her. And in the process now, I feel like I'm getting sick. So I've been taking Theraflu like crazy, but clearly I'm not sure if it's working or not, because I feel congested. Like I'm getting a head cold or something, so I just have to keep taking medication so that I don't get super sick, because I feel like I'm starting to get sick and I don't want to get sick. So I'm gonna take a lot of medication today. Hopefully that helps. But anyway, guys, just checking in with you guys. It's like what time? Like 8:04 where I live right now in the morning. I had to call out of work this morning because my daughter is so sick, so I couldn't go to work. I had to keep her here, and I didn't send her to my grandmother's house like I normally do. So I'm about to eat breakfast in a little bit and get dressed. I might even wash my hair and take these braids. I have braids in my hair, but I'm tired of wearing them, so I might take my hair out today too while I have all this downtime. So anyway, guys, I'm just checking in with you guys. So how is everything with you all? I mean, I hope everything is well. I know I haven't been really, like I said, I haven't really been here, so I apologize. But there is a topic that was like bothering me that I want to touch on. Like, to me, I want to talk about when you have a mental illness, just getting the help from your family. You know, I follow someone on Twitter, and I think I've talked about this guy before, and he has a mental illness. He has an eating disorder. I think he's also bipolar, and he talks about a lot of things going on in his personal life, and it was really mind-boggling and really bugged me, because I was on his Twitter feed one day, and I'm scrolling down, and I'm reading, and he's talking about how his sister kicked him out the house, and how she's always rude to him, and how she never supports him, and how, you know, his brother-in-law and just everybody around him doesn't really get it. And when he got kicked out, his mom came and got him. And it was just so many sad things. And it really made me sad, because I'm like, when we have mental illness, our family needs to be our biggest support system. We need that so bad. And I feel like a lot of times our families just don't get it. They don't understand what we're going through. So we don't have that support. Like I tell you guys all the time, my dad still doesn't fully get it. I'm not going to say he doesn't support me, but he doesn't really understand mental illness and what I go through. My mom, she really, really gets it. My boyfriend, he gets it because his brother has a mental illness. And I don't feel like sometimes, you know, family support is always there for us. I feel like if you know someone in your family has a mental illness, you don't belittle that person. You don't put them down. You don't kick them out the house. You don't name call them. You don't make them feel bad for the things they have to go through and deal with on a daily basis. And I just feel like some things are just not right. You know, like a lot of people, like I said, they have a trouble accepting that we have a mental illness, and they have trouble realizing that, hey, this person in our family is very sick. I don't know what to do. But you don't kick them out the house. You don't belittle them. You don't treat them like crap. That's not supporting them. With mental illness, a lot of times we don't feel good about ourselves. We don't love ourselves. We already beat ourselves up every single day, and we're looking around for support from our family and friends. And when that support goes out the window, we don't know what to do with it. When that support is just not there, we're just like, what do we do next? You know, you look to your family to be your everything when you're going through these type of situations, and when your family isn't doing all they can do for you, then we don't know what to do. Oh, sorry guys, I just yawned. But I just feel bad for people that don't always have that support. And like I said, I follow a girl on Twitter as well, who has a mental illness, and she deals with anxiety and depression, and she struggles with suicidal thoughts and things like that. And I don't know if her family supports her, but I do know she talks about her roommate a lot. Her roommate is her support system, and her friends are her support system. And that's amazing, because sometimes your friends actually become your family when your family isn't really there for you. So if you have a friend that you consider family and they support you, that's an amazing thing to have. But a lot of people don't have that. And I feel like families and friends need to be more educated on mental illness, because it's sad to me to see people online or just hear about stories in general where they didn't have that support. Where you let's say Johnny went and told his mom, hey, I'm not feeling like myself, mom, I'm going to kill myself. And Johnny's mom just laughed and took it as a joke. And then the next day, Johnny's dead. But he tried to tell his mom, but she didn't believe him. Stuff like that really bothers me. It's like, you have to take this stuff seriously. If somebody's coming to you saying they're going to kill themselves, take it seriously. If someone is coming to you saying they need help, take it seriously. Get them help. Don't just laugh about what Johnny or Susan said. Get that person help, because 9 out of 10, they're coming to you because they need somebody. They're not just coming to you just for the health. They're coming to you because they need help. And they want you to be there for them. And sitting there laughing in their face or saying, oh, that's not true, or Johnny exaggerates, he does this all the time. No, Johnny is coming to you because he needs help. And I think it's really sad that a lot of families just don't seem to get that. They wait till it's too late when Johnny's gone, then they cry and they're weeping at the funeral because they realized Johnny was really serious and he had this mental illness, but they didn't take it serious until it was too late. You know, you can't do that. And I'm not just putting it on families, but even putting it on the system. The system sometimes waits till it's too late until someone harms somebody or kills them before they go, oh, we should have helped Johnny when Johnny came to the hospital pleading us for help, or when he came to my office pleading for help. I didn't do anything. And that's the kind of stuff that bugs. And like I always tell you guys about 13 Reasons Why, when Hannah Baker went to her counselor and said, I'm going to kill myself, and told her counselor she was raped and all these things happened to her. Her counselor didn't do anything. And in the midst of it all, she got sent home and she ended up killing herself. These are things we have to be careful of. These are things we have to be mindful of. If someone with mental illness comes to you for help, it's because they need it. It's not because they're just whining or because they're just seeking attention. It's because they need help. You have to understand that. And a lot of families, I said, they just don't get that. I think, like I said, in small towns like where I live, I don't think it's talked about as much. And people kind of keep it hidden under the rug because people don't want to talk about it. And so when Johnny from a small town tells his family, they're laughing at all because, well, sometimes in small towns, a lot of this stuff is unheard of and not talked about. But I think I said, if you go to a bigger city like Chicago, New York, something like that, or California, people may talk about it more because it's a bigger city. So it's not as swept under the rug. And I think we have to stop sweeping mental illness under the rug. We have to start talking about it. We have to start advocating for it. We have to realize that the more we talk about it, the more people will understand it, the more people can get help. But until we do that, there is no help for people out here. And I think that's what makes me sad, is that these cases go so undetected a lot with people with mental illness, because people are just not understanding what's going on. And sometimes it's not really that person's fault, because they're just not educated on it. And that's the sad part. You know, that's why I always talk about in these small towns, we need to have campaigns. We need to have, you know, start groups so people can get the help that they need. But it really starts at home. It really starts with at home, because at home we really need that support. At home we really need things to happen. Like, I've seen an episode of Dr. Phil where a guy was transitioning. He was transgendered and she was a man. It was a boy, but he was transitioning to be a woman. And his mom was just so nasty to him. I was so disgusted watching that on YouTube. I wanted to like jump through my phone and snatch that lady up. I'm not gonna lie. Because it was disgusting to see how she treated her own son. He's saying, mom, I'm a woman now. Call me by such and such name. She couldn't even do that. Well, in my house, we don't refer to him as that. He is a man. You know, just calling him a bitch. All kinds of names. Just disgusting, derogatory names. I was super disgusted. Even her husband, he wasn't on TV because he was embarrassed of his own son, because his son was transitioning. So he sent the mom to get on TV. You know, the mom sitting there saying, I hope you kill yourself and all these things, you know. And now that I think about it, I think she wanted to be called Ariana, and her name was Joe, I believe. I think it's coming to me now. But the point is, even her friend got on stage. Ariana's friend got on stage and she was like, you know, telling the mom, you treat him so bad. You're not there for him. You don't support him, blah, blah, blah. You know, and she was like, you don't know. You just came into our lives. I mean, just completely disgusting. I was like, what in the hell kind of mom is she? If my child came to me and Madison said, mom, I really am a man and I'm transgender and I'm transitioning over, I'm going to support my daughter. If she came to me and said, I'm gay, mom, I like girls, I don't like men, I'm going to support her because that is what she wants to do. I'm never going to belittle my child and make her feel bad. It's truly disgusting what parents sometimes will do to their kids. Their kids will come to them and say, I'm suicidal, mom. I think I have mental illness. I'm depressed. And they will laugh it off. It is ridiculous. If your child comes to you, you need to be a parent and take responsibility. Be there for your child. Do not just sit there and call them names and treat them like crap. It's truly disgusting what the stuff I see online and stuff I have to read about every day. I'm just like saddened by it. And being a parent myself, it's unbelievable to see the things parents will say and do to their own flesh and blood. It is truly disgusting. I mean, seeing that stuff on TV and seeing that stuff online and what I read, it's like, really, you know, what kind of, if you can't be there for your child, you shouldn't be a parent. And yes, I said it. If you can't support your child through mental illness or through life things, the things they have to deal with in their everyday life, you should not be a parent. Because that's your job. Your job is to step up to the plate. Your job is to be there for your kid. Take care of your kid. You know, make sure that they're straight every single day. And if you cannot do that, you should not be a parent, period. I mean, it's really sad. You know, the family's just not supporting their kids. It's really heartbroken. It's heartbreaking to me, you know, to just have to read and see about that stuff every single day. I mean, really, it's just despicable. It really, really is. I mean, I it's unbelievable sometimes, you know, and it, like I said, it really saddens me. And like I said, when I read that guy on Twitter, when I read his stuff, I'm just saddened by it because he wants help. He wants support, but his family takes his eating disorder as a joke. His family's not taking him seriously. They don't care. They belittle him. They treat him any kind of way, and it's sad. You know, and I read so much about that, not just his story, but it's sad because that story is probably a lot of people's stories out here. You know, and it's truly, truly sad. It really, really is. You know, we got to stop judging. We got to start being more supportive of others out there. Because I said that stigma is never going to be broken until we start talking about it. And I think that's what saddens me, you know, is that people don't want to talk about these things that need to be talking about. You know, I don't know, you know, but it breaks my heart. It really does, you know. And like I always say, if anyone out there needs help with mental illness, I'm here for you. You know, I mean, if you need to reach out to me, you can contact me, whatever you're dealing with. If you need help, please go seek help, guys. If your family is like they're not going to help you, then you go get help elsewhere. If family's not going to support you, then don't deal with those family members, you know. And it's sad because a lot of it is teenagers that are dealing with mental illness and different things. And they just don't have anyone to talk to. Their families just don't care. Like, it's another, you know, it's a lot of people, like I said, online that I follow like crazy. On Twitter, I follow, you know, I may not follow them, but I'll just look out for their page. Like, it's a girl that has an eating disorder, and she tells her story on there, and she says, you know, her dad is abusive to her, treats her terrible, and he's not helping with her mental, you know, her mental state, and stuff like that breaks my heart. Your daughter has an eating disorder, and she's coming to you for help, and you're abusing her. Like, stuff like that is truly disgusting. I'm like, what in the world is going on? You know, I remember when I was a teenager, and I talked about, you know, my eating habits of starving myself and not eating. And as soon as I told my mom and dad, like, hey, I don't want to do this anymore. I told my mom and dad that if I wasn't thin, then I wanted to die. And I remember my mom and dad supporting me, uplifting me. They didn't belittle me. They didn't go, oh, well, just go ahead and do it. Or, I don't care if you eat or not. They were immediately hugging me. I remember laying in my bed crying and having my parents hug me and tell me it was going to be okay. And that's the support we need to have with our kids and the support we need to have in general when we're dealing with someone with a mental illness. They need to feel loved. They don't need someone ganging up on them every day. They don't need someone telling them how they're not going to be anything or amount to anything. They need support. And that's the biggest thing we have to realize, especially in this little community ever has a mental illness. We got to support each other. That's the biggest thing. Your families need to support you. You need to have support all around the board. You need to feel uplifted. And again, I know change is not going to happen overnight, but it will come. It doesn't always happen when we want it to, but eventually it will come. It really will, guys, and you will feel support. So to everyone out there, just know I love you. Just know I support you. Just know if you don't have support from anyone in your life, I support you. Just know if you need to talk to me, I'm here for you. And as parents, if any parents are listening, please be there for your child. Support your child. Uplift your child. Be there for your child. Make sure your child it feels love from you. If your child comes to you, uplift them, support them, let them know that they are loved, and let them know that you are going to be there for them no matter what. And if, let's say you're someone out there and you consider your friend family, treat that friend like family, support them, uplift them, give them the help that they need, but don't laugh in their face, don't belittle them, don't treat them bad, be there and support them. And you know, you have to realize, guys, words do hurt. People think that, you know, putting your hands on somebody hurts more. No, words hurt more because words stick with you for the rest of your life. When someone tells you you're ugly, when someone tells you you're fat, when someone tells you you're stupid or crazy, that sticks with you for the rest of your life sometimes. It doesn't go away. That stays in your mind. So remember, words do hurt. Remember to use your words carefully and remember to support each other. Especially in this mental illness community, we have to support each other. Don't go against each other. Because sometimes I think in the community, a lot of times, we are not always supportive of one another. You know, we tend to get to arguing. We tend to go back and forth. We tend to, we know we have a mental illness too, but we telling somebody else they don't have one. We can't do stuff like that, guys. We got to support and uplift each other and be there for each other. So please, guys, get that support from your family. And please, family, support your, you know, someone in your family has a mental illness. Be there for them, guide them, uplift them, give them strength. And I hope today is a beautiful day for you guys. I'm about to go eat some breakfast, try to take some more medication to get myself together because I feel super congested. And I hope you guys have a beautiful day. I'm going to try to come back tonight if I can, guys. I'm going to get better with doing my episodes. I apologize for being away. There's a lot of stuff going on. I will talk to you guys later.